Once upon a time, long ago, when the great lion Aslan was still seen in our land, Narnia was ruled by four kings and queens.
What were their names, Nurse?
Their names, as your Royal Highness is well aware, for I don't know how many times I have told you this story, were King Peter, Queen Susan, King Edmund, and Queen Lucy. And they reigned for many, many years, until that fateful day when they vanished away and were never seen again.
What's happened to them?
Oh, who knows? Perhaps they returned to wherever they came from, for they came into our world from somewhere else. And who can tell, Prince Caspian? Maybe one day they will return again.
The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Prince Caspian, or the Return to Narnia.
Peter, Susan, Edmund, Lucy!
Professor Kirk, we're having a last look around.
Yeah, it's all right, Peter. It's just your mother should be here any moment. Oh, where's Lucy?
I think she's probably gone to the wardrobe room.
Yeah, I knew it.
I'll call her. Lucy!
I'm coming!
I told you you're wasting your time, Lou.
I'm afraid your brother is right, Lucy. I think I told you as much when you were staying here a year ago.
I'm sorry, Professor. It's just that it's been a bit disappointing. Not that we haven't had a lovely stay, but coming back here, to the very place where we found a way through to Narnia, and then not getting back there again is just...
Well, I understand, Lucy. Better than you think.
What do you mean, Professor?
What I mean, Susan, is... Well, I wasn't surprised when you told me that you'd got through that wardrobe into Narnia, because... I've been there, too.
What? You, Professor?
Yes. You needn't look quite so startled, Edmund. Although it was many years ago now, when I was... about your age.
Were you king of Narnia, as we were kings and queens when we were there?
No. But I was there when Aslan crowned the first king of Narnia. I should have known that there was something magical about that wardrobe. But it was made from the wood of a tree that grew from the core of an apple that was picked in Narnia when that world was very young. In fact, I picked it myself.
Then why won't the magic work again?
Because, as I told you when you first came back from Narnia, whilst I'm quite sure there are many doors between this world and that, I doubt if you can use the same route twice.
Perhaps we'll never get back to Narnia.
What's that? Yes, of course you'll get back to Narnia again someday. Oh, once a king or queen in Narnia, always a king or queen.
But don't try to get there the same way.
No, wrong, Peter. Don't try to get there at all. It'll happen when you're not looking for it. And don't talk too much about it, even among yourselves. There's your mother. You best be hurrying along.
But we can't possibly go without hearing about your visit to Narnia.
Yeah.
With how you got happened.
Even supposing I was willing to tell you, how do you imagine your mother would react to such fairy tales? Mm. Now, let's go out to meet her, shall we?
Professor?
Yes, Lucy?
You know how when we were in Narnia... Time there worked differently from the way it does on this side of the wardrobe door. We lived there for years, but we were gone from here no time at all.
Well, there's nothing so surprising about that. Why shouldn't another world have another kind of time?
I was just wondering. We still remember Narnia, but does Narnia still remember us?
Well, Caspian, it won't be many years now before we have to start teaching you to ride and use a sword. King must be able to do both those things, and much else besides.
But you are King, Uncle Miraz.
I am indeed, Caspian. Since death took first my brother and then his queen, I've done my best to rule in his place and to raise you as my own son. But as your aunt and I have no children, it looks as if you might have to be king when I am gone. How shall you like that, eh?
I don't know, Uncle.
I can't imagine what more anyone could wish for.
All the same, I do wish...
What do you wish?
I wish I could have lived in the old days.
What, sir? What old days do you mean?
When everything was quite different. When all the animals could talk. And there were nice people who lived in the streams and the trees. And there were fawns in all the woods with feet like goats.
That's all nonsense for babies, do you hear? You're getting too old for that sort of stuff. At your age, you ought to be thinking of battles and adventures, not fairy tales.
But there were battles and adventures in those days. Wonderful adventures. And two boys and two girls came from somewhere, and Aslan made them kings and queens of Narnia.
Who?
Aslan, the great lion who comes from over the seas to...
Who's been telling you all this nonsense? Your Royal Highness, I insist upon being answered. Look me in the face. Who's been telling you this pack of lies? Well?
It was Nurse.
Was it now? Well, listen to me. Never let me catch you talking or thinking about those ridiculous stories again. There never were those kings and queens. How could there be two kings at the same time? Animals could never talk. And there is no such person as Aslan. Do you hear?
Yes, Uncle.
Then let's have no more of it. You guard, come here.
Your Majesty.
Conduct His Royal Highness to his apartments and send His Royal Highness's nurse to me at once.
I wish you could talk, Dog. There was a time, you know, when dogs and lots of the animals in Narnia could talk. Of course, I'm not supposed to think about such things. But I just can't help it. Are you sure you can't talk? No, of course you can't. Yet I still believe those wonderful stories my nurse used to tell me. And now she's been sent away, and I wasn't even allowed to say goodbye. And I'm to have a tutor. And I know I'm just going to hate him.
Your Highness, I am Dr. Cornelius.
How do you do?
Something seems to be amusing your Royal Highness.
No, sir. It's just that you don't...
Yes?
Well, you weren't quite what I expected.
Really? What were you expecting, then? Not, I take it, a small fat man with hardly a hair on his head, but enough on his chin to make a beard that reaches down to his waist.
No, sir.
Or with such an ugly, wrinkled face.
I think it's a kind face, and a wise one.
Really? Well, we have wasted more than enough time on first impressions. We had better start our lessons. We will begin with history. Perhaps your Highness will tell me what you know about your ancestor, Caspian the First.
I've never heard of him, sir.
Never heard of Caspian the First? What have you been learning? He it was who first conquered Narnia, made it his kingdom, and brought your people here.
Oh, don't we belong here, then?
You are all Telmarines. That is, you all come from the land of Telmar, far beyond the western mountains. That is why Caspian the First is called Caspian the Conqueror.
Please, Dr. Cornelius, who lived in Narnia before we all came here from Telmar?
No men. Or very few.
Do you mean that there were other things? Do you mean it was like in the stories where there were...
Shh, not a word more. The king doesn't like it. If he found me telling you about old Narnia, you'd be whipped and I should have my head cut off.
But why?
It is really high time we turn to grammar. You're not in favour of grammar?
I hate grammar.
Do you now? Would you prefer astronomy, perhaps?
Oh, yes, please.
Excellent. Well, then, you will be pleased to know that in a few years' time we will certainly be doing astronomy.
In a few years?
At least, and a good deal longer, I shouldn't wonder, if we don't get started on our grammar. Will your Royal Highness be pleased to open Pulverulentisicus at the fourth page of his Dramatical Garden, or the Arbor of Accidents, pleasantly opened to tender width?
Good
goodness, will someone please turn the gas off under that kettle?
Shall I make tea?
Yes, but be quick. You've all taken so long to get ready.
Do I really have to go?
Oh, you'll like it when you get there. You'll see. It's a nice school. You know it
is. But having to live away from home...
You'll get used to it, and there'll be the holidays, and Susan will be there, and she'll make sure you're all right, won't you, dear?
Well, we won't be in the same year, of course. So we won't be able to go round together or anything like that.
Don't be so unpleasant, Susan.
But Mother...
Hurry up and finish making those sandwiches. We should have left for the train ages ago.
Don't worry, Lou. Peter and I are not in the same year at our school, but it doesn't matter. I've made my own friends, but it's still nice to know that Peter's there and would stick up for me if he had to.
Who says I would? But of course, Ed's right. Cheer up, Lucy.
Prince Caspian. Your Royal Highness, wake up.
What? Dr. Cornelius, is that you?
Yes, Your Highness, but you must get up.
But why? It's the middle of the night.
It is some years ago since I promised it to you, but it is time for that lesson in astronomy. Hurry up, get dressed and put on this cloak. As quickly as you can, and with as little noise as possible.
What are we going to see?
Shh, come along, not a sound. This way, Your Highness, and through here... Up those stairs now.
Quietly. Where are we going?
To the Great Tower. Tonight, two noble planets, Tava and Arambil, will pass within 1 degree of each other.
Is that important?
Important? Such a conjunction has not occurred for 200 years, and Your Highness will not live to see it again. Here we are.
Fine view from up here. That gleaming thing down there must be the great river. And far away over there must be the western mountains.
There, low in the sky, see? There are Tava and Arambil.
Are they going to collide?
May the prince, the great lords of the upper sky, know the steps of their dance too well for that. Look upon them. Their meeting is fortunate and means some great good for the sad realm of Narnia. Tava, the Lord of Victory, salutes Arambil, the Lady of Peace. They are just coming to their nearest.
It's a pity that tree gets in the way. We'd really have seen better from the West Tower, though it's not so high.
There. You have seen what no man now alive has seen nor will see again. And yes... You are right. We should have seen it even better from the smaller tower, but here we have 6 empty rooms beneath us, a long stair and a door at the bottom that is locked. We cannot be overheard.
Are you going to tell me what you wouldn't tell me before?
I am. But remember, you and I must never talk about these things except here, on the very top of the great tower.
I promise. But do go on, please.
All you have heard about old Narnia is true. It is not the land of men. It is the country of Aslan, the country of the walking trees and the visible naiads, of fauns and satyrs, of dwarfs and giants, of the gods and the centaurs, of talking beasts. It was against these that the first Caspian fought. It is you, Telmarines, who silenced the beasts and the trees and the fountains, and who killed and drove away the dwarfs and fauns, and are now trying to cover up even the memory of them.
Oh, I do wish we hadn't.
Many of your race wish that in secret.
Why do you say my race, Doctor? After all, I suppose you are Telmarine too.
Am I?
Well, you're a man anyway.
Am I, Dr. Cornelius, small and fat and with such a long beard? Am I a man, Your Highness, or am I...
A dwarf? You're a dwarf. So there are real dwarfs still. And I've seen one at last.
Yes, you have guessed it, or guessed it nearly right. I am not a pure dwarf. I have human blood in me too. Many dwarfs escaped in the great battles and lived on, shaving their beards and pretending to be men. They have mixed with your Telmarines. I am one of those, only half-dwarf, and if any of my kindred, the true dwarfs, are still alive anywhere in the world, they would probably despise me. But never in all these years have we forgotten our own people and the long-lost days of freedom.
I'm sorry, Doctor. It wasn't my fault, you know.
I'm not saying these things to blame you, dear prince. I say them because I know that, Telmarine though you are, you love the old things. And when you are king, then maybe you can help us.
But how can I help?
you can be kind to those of the dwarf people like myself who are left. And you can search through all the land to see if any fauns or talking beasts or dwarfs are perhaps still alive in hiding.
Do you think there are any?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm afraid there can't be. I've been looking for them all my life. Sometimes I've thought I heard a dwarf drum in the mountains. Sometimes at night in the woods I thought I'd caught a glimpse of fauns and satyrs dancing a long way off, but when I came to the place, there was never anything there. I don't know. But at least you can try to be a king. Not like your uncle Miraz, but like the High King Peter of...
Then it's true about the kings and queens?
Of course, King Peter and King Edmund, Queen Lucy, Queen Susan...
Susan, will you two please get in the car?
We're just coming.
It doesn't matter how much you dawdle, Lucy. We're not leaving without you.
Lucy, just a minute.
We'd better go.
Look, I'm sorry, Lucy. I didn't mean to upset you.
I know. It's just that I keep remembering how different everything was when we were in Narnia. I'd so hoped that we'd get back there again. Then none of us would have had to go to school. We could have gone back to being kings and queens in our great castle of Caer Paravel.
Caer Paravel? Then they didn't live here, in this castle?
No, dear prince, this castle is a thing of yesterday. Your great-great-grandfather built it. But when the two sons of Adam and the two daughters of Eve were made kings and queens of Narnia by Aslan himself, they lived in Caer Paravel. No man alive has seen that blessed place, and perhaps even the ruins of it have now vanished. But we believe it was far from here, down at the mouth of the great river, on the very shore of the sea.
Oh, do you mean in the Black Woods, where all the ghosts live?
Your Highness speaks as you have been taught, but it is all lies. There are no ghosts there. That is the story invented by the Telmarines. Your kings are in deadly fear of the sea.
Is that because in all the stories Aslan comes from over the sea?
Exactly. So they let great woods grow up, and the people, who are afraid of the woods, imagine that they are full of ghosts, and the kings and the great men have encouraged such stories.
So that nobody will go there, you mean?
So that no one would dare to go down to the coast and look out to sea towards Aslan's land and the morning and the eastern end of the world. Oh, come, we've been here long enough. It is time to go down and go to bed.
Must we? I'd like to go on talking about these things for hours and hours and
hours. Listen, Prince. You are about to start learning those things that a king must know. You must work hard at them, but they will not in themselves make you a king. So whenever I can, I will teach you in secret all that I know about old Narnia.
Sit up. Don't slouch in the saddle, Your Highness. Keep your back straight. Now, bring him to the trot. Steady. Pass away. Keep the toes in and the heels down. That's it. That's it.
Is it true what the stories say about the White Witch?
All true, my prince. She made herself Queen of Narnia and held it so tightly in her power that it was always winter. But when the two sons of Adam and the two daughters of Eve came into Narnia, the terrible spell under which she had placed this land began to break.
No, Your Highness, loose the arrow too soon. And knock another. Now, draw. Back. Draw a little further. And hold. Hold while you settle your aim. Now be sure of your mark. Now, let's fly.
I've heard that there was once a great stone table.
There was, and written upon it in letters as deep as a spear is long were words of deep magic from the dawn of time. It was there that the White Witch held the life of one of the sons of Adam to ransom, until Aslan agreed to die there in his place.
You mean she killed Aslan?
The witch knew about the deep magic, but not about the deeper magic from beyond the dawn of time. The stone table cracked in two, and death itself started working backwards. Aslan was alive once more, and the witch's days were numbered.
Now then, and recover. And parry, and riposte. Now lunge, and again. Mind the balance, mind the balance. The shield is a weapon, not something to hide behind. And lunge, go. Well done, sir.
Were the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve the four kings and queens that you have spoken of?
They were. Crowned in the great castle of Caer Paravel to the sound of trumpets and deafening shouts of long live King Peter, Queen Susan, King Edmund, Queen Lucy. And when Aslan crowned them, he told them, once a king or queen in Narnia, always a king or queen.
Head up, Your Highness. Thrust forward with the hands together, then park, then push back. Keep those legs kicking and your head up. And another stroke. Drive forward. Push back.
You have told me many stories of the golden age of Narnia, Dr. Cornelius. But you haven't told me what became of the kings and queens.
A day came when they had news that the white stag had been sighted.
I have never heard of the white stag.
The white stag who would give you wishes if you caught him.
Did they catch him?
No one knows. They rode out in search of him and they were never seen again.
Spur him to a gallop, Prince Caspian. On. On. Off to your left. Towards the thicket. There, see him. String an arrow, Your Highness. They came. Now reply.
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Well? It is over.
A boy!
At last!
Prince Caspian, you must trust me and do exactly what I tell you.
Is something wrong?
I want you to take this satchel.
What's in it?
Some food. A little cold chicken, venison, bread, an apple, a flask of wine. You have a long journey before you.
Journey?
You have your sword.
Yes, but...
Put on this cloak to hide the sword and satchel.
Where are we going?
Dear Prince, you must leave this castle at once. Your life is in danger here.
Why?
Because you are the true king of Narnia, Caspian the Tenth, the son and heir of Caspian the Ninth. Long life to your majesty.
Please, Dr. Cornelius, you mustn't kneel to me. What does this mean?
Everyone except your majesty knows that Miraz is a usurper. When he first began to rule, he didn't even pretend to be king. He called himself Lord Protector. But then your royal mother, the good queen, died, and one by one, all the lords who had known your father died or disappeared, not by accident. Miraz weeded them out, and when there was no one left who could speak a word for you, then his flatterers, as he had instructed them, begged him to become king, and of course he did.
Is he really as bad as that? Would he really murder me?
He murdered your father.
Him?
Yes, yes, and it is almost certain that he now wants to kill you.
Me? But why, and why now? I mean, why didn't he do it long ago if he wanted to? What harm have I done him?
He's changed his mind about you because of something that happened only 2 hours ago. The Queen has had a son.
I don't see what that's got to do with it.
Don't see. Have all my lessons in history and politics taught you no more than that? Listen, as long as he had no children of his own, he was willing enough that you should be king after he died. He may not have cared much about you, but he would rather you had the throne than a stranger. And now that he has a son of his own, he will want him to be the next king. You are in the way.
What's that?
They're celebrating the birth of the new prince. You must fly at once.
You'll come with me?
I dare not. It would make greater danger for you. Two are more easily tracked than one.
Shall I never see you again?
I hope so, my dear king. But in the meantime, speed is everything. Here are two gifts before you go. This little purse of gold and something better.
A horn?
The horn of Queen Susan herself, which she left behind when she vanished from Narnia at the end of the Golden Age. It is the greatest and most sacred treasure in Narnia, and many terrors I endured and many spells did I utter to find it.
Is it magic?
It is said that whoever blows it shall have strange help. It may be that it will call up Aslan himself. It may have the power to call Queen Lucy and King Edmund and Queen Susan and King Peter back from the past, and they will set all to rights. And now, haste, haste! The little door at the very bottom of the tower, the door into the garden, is unlocked, and there we must part. Your horse, Destria, is already saddled and waiting for you just at the corner of the orchard. Goodbye, Your Majesty.
Goodbye, dear friend, and thank you. We will see each other again.
I hope so, dear King. And may Aslan keep you. But But now, Prince Caspian, mount up and ride. Ride, ride.
On. On, Destria, on. We're riding for our life. On, on. We mustn't stop. We must keep riding and put as many miles as possible between us and my uncle's castle. We'll head south, Destria, using the byways and bridle paths. They mustn't find us. I do believe you're as excited by all this as I am. Of course you are. I've a sword on my left hip, Queen Susan's magic horn on my right, and we're riding forth on an adventure. An adventure, just like they used to have in the days of old Narnia. So then, let's ride!
Hurry up! The train is about to go!
We have to get some chocolate for the journey.
And a bottle of lemonade.
You keep on shaking it about like that and it'll blow up.
Quick now, boys, into the carriage. Lucy, you will write and tell me how you're getting on, won't you?
Yes, Mother.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Here's your pocket torch, Edmund. You left it on the hall table. Well,
thanks, Mother.
Goodbye, Mother.
Bye,
my
dear. Safe
journey.
Bye, Mother.
Bye, Mother.
Bye, Mother.
I'm not sure where we are, Destria. All these woods and those great mountains up ahead. The world is really much larger and stranger than I'd ever imagined it to be. And that storm is getting closer. I know you're tired, boy, but we must ride on. Come on. The storm is terrible. If only there was some shelter. It's all right, boy. Steady, steady. Destria, whoa, boy, whoa. Look out, boy, that tree.
Before it wakes up, we must decide what to do with it.
Kill it. Well, we can't let it live. It'll betray us.
Oh, where am I?
We ought to have killed it at once or else let it alone. We can't kill it now. Not after we've taken it in and bandaged its head and all. I mean, it will be murdering a guest.
Gentlemen, whatever you do to me, I hope you will be kind to my poor horse.
Oh, your horse had taken flight long before we found you.
Don't let it talk you round with its pretty words. I still say...
Horns and halibuts, of course we're not going to murder it. For shame, Nickerbrick.
Yeah.
What do you say, Truffle Hunter?
What I say, Trumpkin, is I shall give it a drink. Here now, drink this. It's hot and sweet.
You're a badger.
Oh, I am that.
And you can talk.
See what I mean? He's obviously never met a talking beast before. Probably didn't even believe there were such things.
Oh, but I did.
No, don't take any notice of Nickerbrick. That dwarf's got a black beard and a black temper to go with it.
Well said, Truffle Hunter.
And that's Trumpkin. He's red-haired, red-bearded, and hot-headed.
So what are you two going to do now? Keep the creature a prisoner for life. Well, I'm certainly not going to let it go alive to go back to its own kind and betray us all.
Hobbs and bolsters, Nickerbrick. It's not its fault that it bashed its head against a tree outside our hole, and I don't think it looks like a traitor.
You haven't asked whether I want to go back. Well, I don't. I want to stay with you, if you'll let me. I've been looking for people like you all my life.
A likely story. You're a Telmarine and a human, aren't you? Of course you want to go back to your own kind.
Even if I did, I couldn't. I was flying for my life when I had my accident. The king wants to kill me. If you'd killed me, you'd have done the very thing to please him.
Well, now, you don't say so.
What have you been doing to fall foul of Miraz at your age?
He's my uncle.
Ah, there you are. Not only a Telmarine, but close kin and heir to our greatest enemy. Yeah. Are you still mad enough to let this creature live?
Once and for all, Nickerbrick, be quiet.
Yeah.
Now, First things first. You'd best tell us your story, human. All of it, mind, from the beginning.
My name is Caspian, and my father was King Caspian the Ninth of Narnia. Miraz murdered him and was planning to kill me too, which is why I was running away. When I was a young boy, my nurse used to tell me stories about old Narnia, and my tutor, Dr. Cornelius, who is a half-dwarf, gave me this, the horn of Queen Susan, who once reigned in Narnia with her sister, Queen Lucy, and her brothers, King Peter and King Edmund.